The nation's only assisted suicide law has survived another attempt to strike it down. A federal judge has ruled that Attorney General John Ashcroft overstepped his authority by blocking Oregon's Death with Dignity Act. The law, which took effect in 1997, allows terminally ill patients who are deemed mentally competent to request a lethal prescription to commit suicide. Colin Fogarty reports from Oregon Public Broadcasting.
U.S. District Judge Robert Jones said despite the, quote, enormity of the issue of assisted suicide, the question before the court was fairly narrow, whether the 1970 Controlled Substances Act gives Attorney General John Ashcroft the power to effectively nullify Oregon's assisted suicide law. Ashcroft has maintained that assisted suicide is not a legitimate medical practice, and therefore he can prohibit doctors from prescribing the federally controlled barbiturates used by patients to end their lives. But Judge Jones said Ashcroft manipulated the federal law from its true meaning. Steve Bouchong, who argued the case for the state of Oregon, says the federal law in question is aimed at drug trafficking.
Congress, when it passed the Controlled Substances Act, did not intend to give any authority to the United States Attorney General to decide issues of social policy like physician-assisted suicide.
But Robert McCallum, the Assistant Attorney General in charge of the Justice Department's Civil Division, says in 49 states, legitimate medicine does not include assisted suicide. He says the practice is inconsistent with the physician's role as healer.
Obviously, we are disappointed with Judge Jones' ruling. We respectfully disagree with his conclusion as to the interpretation of the Controlled Substances Act, and we will be looking at his opinion in greater detail and determine what action is appropriate.
Jones's decision means Oregon's 4.5-year experiment with assisted suicide will continue. At least 91 patients have ended their lives with the help of a doctor. George Amy with the Right to Die group Compassion in Dying estimates more than 20 others are in the process of qualifying under the law's requirements. He called the decision a victory for them.
It means that now they can have a sigh of relief knowing that the law is still available to them and that the option, if they choose it, is still there and it's still on the books.
Oregon's assisted suicide law has been a major priority for Right to Life groups. At their urging, Congress has twice considered bills aimed at blocking the Oregon law. Despite the latest defeat, Portland attorney Kelly Clark, who represents the national organization Right to Life, remains optimistic.
All this is one judge, although a federal judge, one judge's opinion as to how that statutory interpretation should be resolved. There are equally compelling arguments on the other side.
As the debate over assisted suicide rages, though, terminally ill patients in Oregon are quietly making up their minds. Jim Romney, a retired school district superintendent, is dying of amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which deteriorates his nervous system. He says he plans to request a lethal prescription from his doctor to avoid suffering at the end of his life.
I may not be able to speak, swallow, breathe, could be totally paralyzed, no control of my bodily functions. And there's no dignity in living that way, and no dignity in dying from those symptoms.
The Justice Department hasn't decided yet whether to take the case to a higher court, but Assistant Attorney General Robert McCallum said he would recommend the ruling be appealed. Oregon's Attorney General has vowed to take the case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland, Oregon.